Radhe Radhe Govinda Govinda Radhe 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 Govinda Radhe.
Today I want to say something on Guru Tattva. Guru, what is the importance and what is Guru? What is importance in our life of Guru and what happens after Guru? Sri Guru Charanapadam, read that.
Sri Guru Charanapadma.
Guru.
My day.
Is so important in our spiritual life that we cannot come in a spiritual life without Guru. Because Guru is the way to be for spiritual life, because he is a spiritual master. Always he protects us from the material covering, from the material suffering. How we can improve ourselves with the circumstances, with all circumstances, how we can move on for the spiritual thing. This is his great mercy. After so many difficulties, he showed the way. He knows the person to person how to take out from the suffering, and how we can help to that person. He knows. For everyone, he showed different way. He give mantra one, mantra he gives one. But every person has a different way to go on. Everyone. Every jiva has different way. Because everybody has a different layer of consciousness. Like, we are sitting 5-6 person. If you see, everybody is Krishna devotee, but different way approach, different consciousness, different realization, different relationship, different feelings. If she is worshipping Krishna, is related in a Vatsal Ras, she will not like Madhuri Ras. If you are related with Vatsal, Madhuri Ras, somebody will talk about the friendship, it will little, you can accept, because the Madhurya is there. But you cannot accept Vatsalya Ras, because you have, somebody has to become parents. So different taste, different stage of the consciousness. Right? So, this is all mercy of Gurudev. He can manage this circumstance. He can see, he can feel it, and he can help for how to improve for that consciousness. How to protect the bhava also of the all living entity. Right? This is the point. So Sri Guru Charan, the lotus feet of Guru, what is line? Sri Guru Charan?
Sri Guru Charana Padma.
Padma. Padma means? Lotus flower.
Padma flower.
Lotus flower is always living in the water. So, what is the quality of lotus flower? He lives in water, but water is not effective. Water is not touching to him. He acts similarly in the material world, like us, but he is very not attached with material. He will behave very similarly in the material, because it's the same way to do, but he is different. He is lotus flower, he is like a lotus, he is lotus feet. He has a lotus flower. He is not there. He has no interest. He do for Krishna, he do for devotee, he goal is different. Charana padam. Kevala bhakti sadhu. Only he has one desire, devotion for the Lord, and he showed the all devotees how to become keval. Keval, only for the Krishna, ek disi.
1 point.
1 point. He do and he guide us for that. This is his beauty and this is really his goal of helping us. Right? To increase the bhava. He not say, stop this and change this mode. If he's really realized the spiritual master, if he's in Madhurya Rasa, he will not say, no, you are in Sakya Rasa, you have to stop this and you have to start this. No. Where you are, you go on for that. Go connect, keep connection more and more. Develop that feelings, relation. What you practicing, increase more that you can be more always with him. Kevala bhakti, only for bhakti, only for devotion. Sadma means only for that. He do and he has so that way that we can do that. Always, all moment. He is physically and in the form of Chaitanya Guru, inside, heart, outside, in the form of his direction, his feeling. He himself, he helps through many devotees, many God brother and sister. Many way he helps us. He's not alone, he is not one body. He is in different body, he acts to help us. So we have to see Sri Guru in every circumstances, every moment that Sri Guru is with me. And his charan is only with me. I see his lotus feet only. And he show me the bhakti way, devotion, love in action. And he do and he show that way to us. Yeah? You want to say something? Add something?
That I've heard from my Gurudev, Sri Guru Chana Padma, that this is one explanation, and another explanation, Srila Vishnu Chakravarti Thakura, giving that why he's compared the lotus feet of Guru to a lotus flower, is that Maharaj just said, how you said that it's not touched by the material, like a lotus flower, it's not touched by water, so the lotus feet of the Guru is not touched by the material energy. Although he's in this world, but he's not affected by the Maya. So, another explanation I heard is that the Guru's lotus flower has something called Padma Madhu.
Honey.
Yes, and in Ayurvedic science, this Padma Madhu has a medicinal effect. If one has eye disease, you put it on the eyes and give them better eyesight. But this Padma Madhura that Guru has is not giving material vision, but spiritual vision. Premanjana Charita Bhakti Lochanena, when Krishna sees, he sees Krishna in the heart. So this is one explanation he's giving us, Padma Madhura, like this.
Very nice. You have something to say? Say your idea.
Shri Guru Charana Padma? I like the concept. What I learned in this week was that the concept of Shri Guru, what you said, I like very much, is that Guru appears in many, many different forms. And my nature, and I think many natures, is to control everything, you know, to see if this is happening, to see if that is happening. But if you have faith in Gurudev and faith in the feet of Gurudev, you can step back, you can relax, you know, and can always think that Gurudev is taking care of everything. Sometimes it bewildered me that how can I see Anandadas Babaji Maharaj in all living entities, but actually it's true, you know, you have to really feel that he's coming in different ways. He's coming by the taxi driver, he's coming by this, by that, by all these things. And if you have this wonderful conception that actually this is all Guru Tattva, this is coming through Guru Maharaj, then you can really be safe. This was my realization for the whole week, that actually everything is fine, you know, nothing to worry as long as you have faith in Guru Maharaj. And so, yeah, this is the first principle, what I ever understood in my little spiritual life, that actually the Gurudev is the most important thing. Sri Guru Padashraya. I have not realized anything, but I have realized this.
Yeah.
I'd like to add something to what you're saying, because it's churning up something in me, that when I first came to my Gurudev, and he gave me Diksha, Harinama Diksha, one time, and he said to me, always, he says, if you could take the chastisement of Guru, the chastisement of Guru, and you take in the proper mood, you can make much advancement. Mm. Then he instructed me, always be humble in Gurudev's presence.
Right.
And after my Gurudev left, I realized that this doesn't mean the physical only one form, but my Gurudev is everywhere, in every form. And I can see Guru in every form, and to be humble towards all living entities, because Guru is always there, in what you said just now, many, many unlimited forms. Mm. It just gives me something to realize that his teaching, his instructions were deeper than I could understand at the time.
Yes. You want to say? Say.
He says, I don't have anything to say. He says.
Okay, go on. Another line.
Bandha mui sabadhana mate.
See.
Well, I'm holding with great care and attention to the lotus feet of Guru. They're very, very careful. I'm holding on to his lotus feet, concentrating very carefully. And Bandha mui sabadhana mate.
Say something.
I have the explanation from my Gurudev. This is taken from Prema Bhakti Chandrika. And I studied this. That this is actually the Omakyana Timiranda says the first verse, and then comes these four verses in Prema Bhakti Chandrika. And I am fortunate to have the commentary of my Gurudev, and he makes that point very elaborately. I carefully worship and serve. He's explaining the proper way of serving Gurudev. He makes many examples in the purport, like not be inattentive when Gurudev is speaking, not step over his body, to see these different things. And when I read it the first time, I thought, my God, I can never do this. It's impossible for me to do that. But actually, when you become more and more humble and more sure of these principles, you make this automatically. You automatically, Govinda Briha was making a nice point that actually you have to be such in tune with the Guru Tattva and with the Gurudev that when he is needing something that you bring or that you do without him asking for it. So that was also in the explanation of Babaji Maharaj that this is actually a very advanced stage, that Gurudev needs something And you bring him, like Raja was now bringing one nicely the water for Guruma. He drinks the water, so he has not to ask. You know, I carefully do this. Carefully means you'll be attentive, and then in the pure heart you know, now is the time for this and that and this and that. And this means the connection is there. And then you also see that you can follow these principles, not to... And Babaji Maharaj said very carefully, worship Gurudev means also not to offend any Vaishnava. Then you will displease your Gurudev. Very important point. I found this in the
Purport. Because Guru is living in all living entity. So if he offending any Vaishnava means offending Gurudev. If somebody say you leave this Guru, go this place, means he is offending his Gurudev. His Guru is not good, his Guru is good, means he is offending his Gurudev. Gurudev will never be happy. We have to see what I am telling is only Guru means for my Gurudev. Always. Guru Tat is divine, one.
Maharaj, I feel that is because that is why so many people are touched by your teachings and that so many hearts are transformed by this. Because many years I heard many, many, many lectures and not really anything did it to my heart. Some Sukriti, of course, some things to change. But this point I so admire for you, that you are like a channel, you know, like it's coming from your Gurudev through you, so therefore I think, because you're so pure and humble, it affects us, that the words you say are actually from your Gurudev. This is why you can so powerfully transform these words, because when somebody sits there and says, so now I am speaking, you many times told me, then nothing is happening. This I realized this week, how you reached out to, like, I mean, when we were in the church, when we were in this office, everybody. This is, for me, this was also a big realization of Guru Tattva, that the Guru speaks through you and then it has effect.
I like more one thing, what Sridhar is telling.
Mm.
Okay, we're very beautiful about Guru. You serve to Guru. And you make pleas to him. And you always think for him. This is very good. But you do something that Gurudev think for you.
Wow, yes.
Beautiful, right?
Yes. Yes.
He thinks for you.
Yes.
He thinks. When he start thinking for you, caring for you, then his mercy is flowing to you.
Success life.
He start thinking for you. Life will become successful when he will start thinking.
How do you realize this? How do you know this, that Gurudev is thinking for me? How do you feel it? What is that?
Because then you have to think what he will become happy with that circumstances. And when he will think only, because he is so connected with Krishna, only his thinking, all mercy will start flowing to us. If he wants to give, we do the sadhana 10 years, we cannot receive, and 1 second of his blessing and thinking can change our life.
Yeah, 1 second.
1 second.
Glance.
1 glance of blessing. Yeah. By heart, he will bless. Life can, many things can change. I like very much Sridhar say this, right?
Yes.
So, what is the line?
Yahara prasade bhai, e bhava tori ho yai.
Hoye sabdhan mate.
Aso, bando mui sabdhan mate.
Sadhu, sabdhan. Sabdhan means only for the sadhu, not for demon. If you are sadhu, then you are sabdhan. When you have a real goal in life, then you have to very cautiously, you have to move in your life. Not for foolish to be cautious. Sadhan means cautiously drive, cautiously move. But for intelligent, always there, sign is there, caution, slow. And they do. But the foolish who don't know the what, how to drive, they cannot do. So we have to always cautious to watch always gurus every place. Sabdhan. If we miss, we will miss. If we will cautious, we will see. If we want to see, we want to change our life, we have to cautious. Only guru I can see.
Guru what?
I can see my guru. I see his lotus feet, I see his mercy, I see his kindness. Right?
Attention.
Sabdhan means attention. Yes. Always attention means not any moment that you have to say, now is holiday. Now I am in rest. Oh, this is some break. You cannot say like this. Always in any circumstances.
That's the goal. That is the goal. not yet, but it will. You have to know it.
Yeah, right.
Some point in time.
Yes, yeah, yeah. Anything you want to add?
I had experience of, I did some mistake, and my Gurudev said, reciting this verse, and he said, Bandha Mui Sarvadana Mate, and he said, Raghunath Pata, don't be careless. And it hit me in my heart. Oh, I had an understanding what he meant.
Bandha, he said, not be careless, means always be cautious. Always be cautious. Tentive. That you are with Gurudev.
Tentive, careful.
Yeah? Understand? Yeah, Mataji? You want to say something? Say.
She doesn't have anything to say.
She rest? Lie down.
She's okay. She's just listening.
Achha, okay. Theek hai.
Yahara prasadibai e bhava thariyayai krishna prapti hoi yahoite. By his mercy, O brother, anyone can cross over this vast ocean of misery and attain the lotus feet of Sri Krishna.
Yahara prasadibai. Prasad means mercy. You think that mercy?
Kripa.
Prasad is mercy?
Yeah.
Mercy. Why we say take prasad? Take prasad?
Mercy, Lord.
You don't say that take prasad. You take the plate, you take prasad. Take prasad. Never do that you give the plate, take prasad. Take prasad. Take prasad. You give. Means, if somebody is giving, that is mercy. This mercy is coming in giving. And mercy we receive in receiving. We have to receive. We are beggars. We are beggars. Who receive, they are beggars. For what we are beggars? To receive the mercy. We want to more and more to receive mercy. Right? We are begging always to receive mercy. So somebody if say, no, not now prasad. No sweet prasad. I am a vegan, no this prasad is offense. I said, no, Prasad. What is meaning? Prasad offered by Krishna and not taking, they don't know the meaning of mercy. I don't say other prasad. Prasad means Krishna prasad. Radha Krishna prasad is the only prasad. Durga prasad, Kali prasad, this is not prasad. This is wine, this is different thing. Vaishnav, not take Durga prasad, Kali prasad. There's why? One, the wife who is married with someone, he will not take the remnants of all men. He will take only the remnants of his husband.
Her
husband. Her husband. Similarly, if we are married with Krishna, we accept as Ishta, then we will only take the remnants of Krishna. That is prasada. Right? Why? Because we want to take mercy. Jaharo prasade bhai. Only by taking prasad, no other business. With this belief, what will happen? Bhava. Bhava means this sense, worldly world, tariyaja. We can cross this ocean of material world. We will not go inside in this. We can cross it by the receiving mercy in this mood. Always, always keeping. Offer, not offer, you offer. You always give to him. What you receive, if you receive clothes, give to him, receive, that is prasad. You give some fruits, give to him and eat. You cannot offer, think and offer. Offering is heart to heart. You offer, you drink the water, offer and drink. Because you are offering not because you had desire to drink, means he wants to drink. So you desire to drink. You want to eat something because he desired to eat something. You are satisfying him. All moment you have to think that I got this mercy that I become hungry. I have to eat. First to offer him. So he is hungry. I have to offer him and eat. He is hungry. I have to offer him. Then I have to drink. So he make me thirsty because that I can offer to him. I can feel it. This is bhava. This is a feelings. Bhava bhakti. Prema bhakti. Bhavatariya. This prasad, only thinking by this way, you don't need, your all chanting is going on. Everything is moving. Krishna prapti hoye jaha hoite. The Krishna prapta means what is meaning of prapti?
Meaning.
Krishna. You cannot find Krishna because it's very difficult to know about him, that who is Krishna. But when he wants you, he will come to you. And when he will come to you, you will see him. You will know Krishna Prapta. Well, Krishna Prapti Hoy Jahavati. You can receive Krishna. You can see Krishna. Because you are all the time with Krishna. You drinking, you eating, you wearing, what you do, you are with Krishna. So Prapti. He will come to you in different way to you. Because you are not far from him. Who is there?
It was Shreda, we call him
back. Huh?
Shreda. Yeah. I said we call back.
Yeah. Chris Prapti Hoija. Yeah. Yeah.
Guru Mukha Padma Vakya Chite Koriyo Aikya Arana Koriya Mane Asha. The words
connect him. He is in self. We have to. I can bring him also in the class.
Oh.
Well, now is I don't know is cell or not. If not cell, it's problem.
It's okay. Today is Sunday.
Sunday. Connect. Sirdha. Okay. His first number is Sirdha number.
Oh, okay.
In America?
Yeah. Yeah.
And the words emanate.
Give me four. You say. Radhe Radhe, Sirdhar. हाँ हम लोग क्लास में हैं तुम भी रहोगे तो तुम्हारा भी सुनेंगे हम लोग अभी तुम्हारा चर्चा हम कर रहे थे जो गुरुदेव के हाउ गुरु हैज टू थिंक फॉर डिसाइपल वी आई एम डिस्कसिंग ऑन दैट पॉइंट एंड वी आर टॉकिंग इन गुरु तत्व डिस्कसिंग ऑन गुरु तत्व यू ऑल्सो गिव योर कमेंट्स यू लिसन यस ओके one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine. 10 people. 10 devotees are here.
Guru Mukha Padma Vakya Chitete Koriyo Aikya Ayana Kariya Mane Asha. The words emanating from the lotus mouth of Sri Gurudev should be embraced within the heart. No aspiration beyond his words should enter because his instructions bring one the highest goals.
You want to say something? Again you want to listen?
No, yeah, exactly. Is it what they are saying, Maharaj, you know, I cannot listen, Maharaj. You are there and you create your candidate.
I am telling, then you also give comment. Okay? Guru? What is?
Guru Mukha Padma Vakya.
Oh, yeah. Means, Guru Mukha. This is meaning that you see only Gurudev. Every place you see the face of Gurudev. Guru Mukha. Means not on you, only your Gurudev is every place. Guru Mukha means the all mouth is the mouth of Gurudev. Every mouth, what is happening in my presence, only Gurudev is giving me instruction. Guru Mukha, Padma Vakya. And we have to believe ki everything what is happening and what I am listening is the instruction of Gurudev. All His grace and mercy is giving through His mouth and I have to see His mouth, not the individual person mouth. We have to see and feel always to Him. Chitte se karo akha means always you make one. No, there is two or three or four. Only one who can do this. Only Guru can do this. Or you have to full faith on this point that Guru is always in the form of Chaitya Guru inside and outside is with you. You want to say something, please say. I am keeping your receiver near to the... Yeah.
I'm sure, it's actually Guru Tattva is very important. Basically, in fact, in Gita, Krishna is explaining the fact that after saying all about bhakti, karma, jnana and everything to Arjuna, he was saying, there is a way for a Shishya to ask Guru and for Guru to tell, it's definitely not like, a Shishya cannot, in that situation, a Shishya being Arjun was sitting on the chariot and Krishna being the Guru driving one, he was saying, please don't ever, if you, this is all words and this is all for Atma Jivana, all this, whatever the Acharya is, always thinking about Atma Jivana of the Shishya. So, you should, don't ever learn anything like what you are learning now, Here the Acharya, me and Acharya sitting on a lower platform, whereas Shishya is sitting on a higher platform. And, also there are some real nice gestures of how to ask questions to Gurudev and how to, basically gain information, You should not go near Acharya Gurudev and try to boast of, whatever you have learned and start questioning the Gurudev. This is very important. A lot of people, we all in the samsara, we all have we all think, our ego is so strong, and when we approach our Gurudev, we might have read something, we might have understood something, the important thing one has to learn is the humility, so we should not cross-verify Gurudev and what is he saying, Gurudev, at this point, that would definitely lead you to much worse than an araga or whatever. So, you really have to go with a good intention and you really should wait for your opportunity from Gurudev. And when he asks, you should basically, the way they say is you have to take your hand and close your mouth, meaning not too much, but basically with all kindness, all obedience, you should ask that question. This is with Gurudev, my thing is a two-way sword. You should not undermine, you should not force your ego asking questions. You should ask genuinely something and you really don't know, you're contemplating, you don't know an answer for. And those points, with obedience, you have to ask Gurudev. And what happens is Gurudev starts answering questions. Right? Normally, the Shishya, the person who is asking the question, they would say, yes, Maharaj, agree. And that is what the most aparadha, the most insult is. You would say, what is the insult in agreeing to Gurudev? Or, saying, yes, Maharaj, and all that. That is absolutely, aparadha. Why? Because, here you are trying to basically acknowledging, like, you are agreeing with Maharaj. You are agreeing with Gurudev. Whereas, that really is demeaning. It's basically you are learning, it is as if like, okay, I can come up with this idea, I know all this, since you are saying, I agree with you. That really means like, in a meeting, if you are sitting with your CEO, VP, Vice President, all that, your Vice President, if you have come up with the idea, and you say, okay, we can do that, that's kind of an approach, that's how it would look like. So, when Gurudev is saying, with all, your concentration should be on the thought, and you should take it, all that, with severity, and you should not, with all sincerity, you could not say, yes, I agree, I know that Maharaj, yes, Maharaj, that really would spoil the flow of information. And the important thing is show that most reverence and respect for Gurudev, and you know, make sure the Gurudev would know automatically, you know, because he is at the platform, you know, he is only there to elevate the Atma Ujjivana, the, you know, the rising pedal of the soul, you know, and the Shishya Tattva. So he knows, like, you know, we all say, you know, our Gurudev as Paramahamsa, because Hamsa is basically a swan. The swan would know how to differentiate, you know, good from bad, how to differentiate, take out milk from the water. Like that, we all say our Gurudev is Paramahamsa because he would take out from this material world and he would know exactly where the Shishya stands and exactly know what is needed at the time and when the mind of a devotee is prepared. So he would give up the essence of what is needed. So he won't be, you know, again, interpreting, you know, a lot of time, you know, we say our Gurudev has a different answer for different questions. Different people may have the same question, but Gurudev's answer is totally different. So you might think, oh, Gurudev is cheating. Gurudev doesn't know what the answer is. Basically, based on the time, based on his convenience, he's answering different things. And that's all the corrupted mind of Shishya can contemplate. You know, we really don't know a Gurudev is taking, you know, there are different layer of your soul improvement. So where you are at, Gurudev would have, you know, different level of answer, you know, to a different Shishya, and he would basically say different things. You know, you are not there to contemplate on Gurudev's teaching at different situations, different ways, you know. We don't have lot of, you know. So the utmost thing the Shishya should have is Atma quality is, you know, obedience and don't questioning or don't try to have, you know, contemplating on Guru's, you know, ability or, you know, because this would, this, the only thing that Shishya has to learn time and again is the humility. Make sure his ego is at checkpoint and he is not, you know, the only job a Shishya has is for his Gurudev is to make sure his physical convenience, you know, is he have taken, he's eaten enough food and he's physically okay, no ailment. So what in our lineage they say is the only one job, a kartavya, a duty of a Shishya is to take care of the physical well-being of Gurudev, whereas the only job of Gurudev is to take care of the Atma Ujjivana of the Shishya. So those were the two important things. So, you know, you can make any mistake, you know, and you can come out of it. There are some solutions, you know, we can take some, any kind of offense we make in this world, there are a lot of workarounds. You know, you can do some puja, some niyama, some fasting, some kind of a, you know, religious way of thing. You can come out of that. But the aparatha has done against Gurudev is really big, because he is sakshat, you know, Ishwar, and you know, also he is the highest of the Bhagavata and Bhakta. So, you know, even if anybody says offense to Bhagavan, you know, he would be tolerant, he won't take. But if anything happened to his Bhakta or Bhagavata, in Guru is a combination of both. So that would definitely yield us to a bad situation. So no matter how much you are knowledgeable, no matter how much intelligent, no matter, you know, people also think, you know, I'm the one who is giving this much of a contribution to Gurudev. Gurudev is traveling all over because of my money. It's my money funding everything, you know. That kind of a thing should be really avoided. What they say, if somebody is giving with the money, it's my money, right? If Acharya Gurudev takes that money, is Gurudev, what they're saying is Gurudev is stealing. I mean, the Shishya should not offer the money or anything as his own and give it to Acharya. And Gurudev should not take. So the Shishya's mindset would be, all I have, all the thing I have is all Gurudev's property, Gurudev's wealth. And I'm just a caretaker and I'm giving what is belongs to, I'm taking from whatever I have, my earning is in a little bit to maintain my life, but it's all for Gurudev's earning, Gurudev's income. And that is the only money, that is how you should be. Now the humility, the humbleness is the most important quality. And that is what we should learn on Guru Tattva, you know, the qualities of Shishya. And, you know, the utmost reverence and respect, that's the quality that, you know, we should have in us. That's all I have, Maharaj.
Very good. Very good. Raghunath Bhatt, say something. Say something.
No,
I shall make line more. You want to say something?
No.
Say.
No, we can read more. Srila, this was very, very beautiful. Very beautiful. Especially the point you made, Srila, what you said, that we should not always, yes, I accept. That makes you very arrogant. Thank you. Very good to hear this. So nice. I read one more line. But Mark said I should read one more line. Shri Guru Charanarati Ese Utama Gati Ye Prasade Pura Sarva Asha. No aspiration beyond his words should enter because his instructions bring one to the highest goal, Rati, or attachment for his lotus feet. By his grace, all of our desire for spiritual perfection are fulfilled.
Guru Charan Rati. Rati means madness. Rati is the wife of Kamdeva. You know? Kamdeva wife named Rati. When the karma is coming, sex is coming, first Rati means greed is coming, madness is coming for that. So, that type of madness, what before sex desire increase in the heart, that type of desire we have to increase for my Guru. Guru Charana Rati. Rati should help. The wife of Kamdev should help in my life that I can increase that madness. That without Guru is nothing in my life. Everything means I see only Gurudev because I cannot see. Because when the Kamadeva is I see only one thing. Become crazy for that. No other thing. In the any circumstances is not happy. I am not happy. I want only. So that type of Rati we have to increase. Every moment I see him, every moment his face is there, his smiling is there, his instruction is there, and he is there.
So you say the same feeling of emotion.
Yes.
So Marge, but what I understood, you say that this emotion which we have for sex desire should be transformed into...
In the Guru.
Okay.
Yai Uttam Gati. This is the highest gati of the Rati. Rati is what is disturbing me, that Rati has to come in this way and this will become Uttam Gati, highest goal. Highest thing happen in our life. If this Rati come for Guru. Savas. Everything. Pure savas. Mane any spiritual desire will fulfill and any material desire automatically is satisfied and in all spiritual happenings and desire will happen, fulfill. Pure savas. Even easy to be always in the service of the Lord. By his Rati. Because this Rati will change one because there is no difference between the Ist and Guru. Ist first come in the form of Guru and when the Guru Nishtha is Praval, Ist is coming. Praval means fixed. Rati is there, then Krishna Rati is coming. No? So this start from Guru Rati. Right? Sridhar, you want to comment on this something? Sridhar? Radhe?
Cutting off.
Radhe, you are here, there, my dear. Sridhar.
Disconnected.
Huh? Disconnected. Yeah. Child. There. Yeah. It's okay. Good.
Very wonderful.
A new thing is coming. I don't know. I am also listening. I never know this. We will be the meaning.
Maharaj, Babaji Maharaj said to this point that even material desire like lust, greed, envy, hate, you have to do something, you know, like for hate you have to serve the others. Envy, you have to be free of money and all these things you have to do something. But he says that by serving Gurudev, you don't have to do any of this. Everything will go away. Yeah, he makes the point in Bhagavatam.
This is the point. This is Rati. Is the bad thing in the material life, but in the spiritual life is the best thing. Is Rati is the best thing when we are spiritually fixed in the Rati of Gurudev. Right, Siddhar? Siddhar, your voice is not there, my dear.
Speakerphone.
Yes, it's speaker. Siddhar. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. So the Rati is beautifully said, Maharaj. Actually, that's what, you know, in a lot of things they say, how a newly married couple, you know, yes, the husband would have lot of love for his newly married wife. Even his her dust, you know, her kind of thing. Even the respect of her husband, not newly married wife, would be lovable by his husband, very great, it's about that. You know, and like that, I'm very much material level, but in the ritual, the turnaround, you know, the devotee, the Shishya, should have more than, you know, how much even the creation of the Krishna, saliva or the sweat or the how much the newly married, you know, couple could enjoy. It's beyond that much of the typical, you know, the lotus feet, even though it appears material in lotus feet, you know, the devotee should have more imagination for like how Rati is having to, you know, manmatha or how the newly married couple have. Because that lotus material feet is holier than the actual, you know, Supreme Soul itself, you know. So, in fact, one of the things about this point, you know, there is a beautiful poem, and they were saying that even if, you know, like Krishna came personally appear before you and ask you to take you back to Goloka or whatever, and this devotee is refusing totally the offer and is saying, I'm more happier living in this world, you know, enjoying the lotus feet of my Gurudev and doing service, you know, to my Gurudev instead of coming back and to serve you on the Goloka. So that much of an inspiration, admiration, affection, love, you know, a devotee, the Shishya should have on the lotus feet, you know. In fact, on other poem they say, what happens if you don't have, you know, you are saying, you know, one of the Acharya was saying that, you know, one thing which really amazes me constantly is how the Shishya, the true Shishya, can be away from the lotus feet of the spiritual master and do something else, you know. That particular point is always bewildering me. I won't get that particular idea. You know, how can a Shishya can ever be separated? Because you could be able to serve your Gurudev only when he's physically alive and he could do kindly and service on that. How can a Shishya can be away in living in a different part of the country or world or different town, all that? He's wondering, how can that ever be happen? You know, it's not, you know, that really means, you know, he doesn't know the two, you know, the next step of the coming out from the a lot of feet of the Gurudev. So that's probably, you know, those are the highlights of, you know, the Charanamritam of your Gurudev. Radhe Radhe Maharaj.
Jai Radhe! Jai Radhe! Thank you! Thank you, Susan. Yeah. Okay. More.
Whatever you say, Maharaj.
Okay. Now it's okay.
More.
Okay or more?
More.
Tomorrow?
Tomorrow.
Yes, tomorrow we have to. Guru Tattva, we have to talk.
Okay.
Digest.
Yes.
Huh? Rati. Charana Rati. Rati. Rati for the. Thank you, Sridhar. We will. You are free tomorrow or are you working?
What time, Maharaj?
In a daytime, but you have to give me the number of cell phone that I can connect with that.
Tomorrow, actually.
You're going?
Working, Maharaj.
You're working. Okay, no problem. We will do some Harikatha. I want to share with you. I have to keep warnings when something happens, then I want to take your advice also. You're so
Maharaj,
nice.
Please, Maharaj, you thank have you. To order me, Maharaj, don't say
it. Yes, I have to. Yeah. Thank you, my dear.
Radhe, Radhe.
Radhe, Radhe,
beautiful.
Who is that?
Very nice friend, Frida. Where we stayed five days in his home.
In Boston?
Yes, it was in, near Boston. It was, what is North Andover. Yes, Massachusetts. Very nice person.
Mm-hmm. One thing comes to my mind. We have to do one seminar here for a week. 4 days, 5 days a week. And we have a place.
Yes.
We can use this motor.
Invite.
We can take them for a week from Raja.
Yes.
And we will fix something.
Yes.
And we can organize something.
Very good.
During winter.
Winter or May.
Whatever.
Summer is too busy.
Spring.
This
spring.
Time when is not very busy.
Yes.
We can keep one bed, three bed.
Yes.
We can provide three bed. Means we can ask how much to keep, and like this, we can take that flat house that will be temple and kitchen area.
Yes.
Which flat house?
That is a flat.
Oh.
So that flat will be the kitchen and the temple.
Very good. And we make program, you know,
program,
pass out on homepage.
Yes, and this is staying place.
Very good.
We
idea.
Can sit outside.
Yes.
And we can do this program.
Very good.
Prem Paryojan can come. Yeah. He's in America.
Yes.
Right.
Prem Paryojan is in America from March to September, so we have we make it in
March
before
to September.
Though, before
May.
Yes.
Always
May.
Time is a holiday.
Yes.
The convenient for them.
Yes. Very good.
After Gopanim.
Huh?
After Gopanim. After Gopanim.
Very good.
After.
Yes, if you have to, somebody has to plan.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And Krishna Das is also a very good person.
Mm.
And many are there, they can come.
Can sleep
here. Many people will want to come.
Sleep here, yes.
Mm. You, I'm going to tell you.
Let's meditate.
If I come 1-2 years, then I can organize many things. I feel this time, when I travel to Europe and America, I feel this.
Mm-hmm.
Money will come from there, New York, and money will come.
And they can stay here, have a nice room and things.
And
let's think about this. Very good idea.
Europe people will come.
Yes.
Albany is the direct flight and and from there they can come.
Also from here a lot of people will come, you know.
Yes, India.
Good idea.
Huh?
Very good. Guru Tattva.
It's come in my mind means it's going to happen in 1-2 years.
I can feel. Good place, Lake George.
Not go anywhere. You stay here and everybody come here and katha bhajan.
Very good. No traveling. Everybody here, one place.
Yeah.
Perfect. Mm-hmm. And if it's full, you can also some other place.
Yeah. Other rooms, other many motels.
Yes.
Alachua is also a good place. Many devotees are already there.
Where?
Alachua is also a good place.
Yes.
And many devotees are already situated there.
Mm. But we don't need
to go in politics.
No, we want to make here.
Politics is no good. No, many, no. If somebody politics, the environment is not good.
No.
We have to be out from politics.
Fine
Guru Nishtha, how to develop Guru Nishtha?
This is a fine place.
How to develop our spiritual. What Narayan Maharaj say, Sambandha, Avideha and Pariyojana.
That
is three subjects. All books are talking. These all poems are to develop Sambandha, Avideha and Pariyojana. Everything is happening.
We can make little thinking when we come to Vrindavan, we can make little.
Yeah, everybody has to think. I think it is going to happen.
Very good.
Anything is coming into my mind, it happens after.
And this is really a wonderful place. It's really a good place.
When I will say to Paramadati Maharaj, he will jump and he will say, yes, I am in front, like this.
Very good idea, Maharaj.
You agree?
Very nice. I like this place very much. I also feel that I will come here. It's like good place, good vibrations. Many motels, many things to stay, you know.
But it should be very nice program.
Mm.
Bhajan, kirtan, yoga, like this, seminars, like Dole seminars.
Yes.
All type of seminars. Mixed with everything. Not only like this.
If it's good weather, the people can also make yoga outside. You don't have to have a yoga room. So
if somebody wants to camp, they can camp outside.
Yes, good weather.
No need to take rooms.
Very good.
Here?
Yes, there are 6 acres of land.
Oh.
All mountain is this mountain. Okay. Is mountain. It's all mountain, what you
Perfect.
See the backside.
Perfect.
Is in this. Motor.
Jai. This one's really fantastic. Now the seed is planted. You planted
peaceful,
seed,
yes. Peaceful area. No? Very peaceful.
Cooking prasad.
We go now.
Radhe, Radhe, go.